With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he wants his administration to be very precise about which federal workers will stay or go.
After weeks of criticism about the way tens of thousands of federal workers have been fired, the president has instructed department secretaries to work with Elon Musk's Government Efficiency Office to be strategic about who stays on the job.
I don't want to see a big cut where a lot of good people are cut.
The president suggested that cabinet and agency leaders would take the lead in personnel decisions, and he wrote on social media that his administration should use a scalpel rather than a hatchet. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Amazon is testing artificial intelligence-aided dubbing for select movies and shows offered on its Prime streaming service.
The company said this week that the AI-assisted dubbing will be offered for licensed titles that previously lacked it. Dubbing refers to the practice of replacing an original audio track with a translated language. Amazon says its AI-aided dubbing service will be in English and Latin American Spanish. Initially, it'll be offered for 12 licensed titles. According to Amazon, the program will take a hybrid approach that allows, quote, local professionals to collaborate with AI to ensure quality control. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A small plane with five people on board crashed in southern Pennsylvania, leaving a fiery wreck in an airport parking lot. Authorities say all five people on the plane survived. No one on the ground was hurt. A magnitude 4.1 earthquake hit Los Angeles Sunday afternoon. U.S. Geological Survey said the quake hit around 1 p.m., with the epicenter about 7 miles southwest of Westlake Village. Three smaller quakes were detected near Malibu in the minutes following. Seismologist Lucy Jones said the area is one of the most active parts of Southern California. This is SRN News. Abortionists are being welcomed to New Jersey by the governor. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Democrat Phil Murphy has submitted his budget to the legislature, and it includes $2 million to try and convince abortion doctors in other states to come to New Jersey to ply their trade. Murphy says, quote, "With this program, we're going to attract doctors and medical professionals from across the nation to come and join us in the Garden State." His budget also includes $50 million to pay for abortions and to stockpile abortifacient drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for Christians in India. Nearly a dozen believers have been rounded up and arrested for preaching the gospel. They ran afoul of the Unlawful Religious Conversion Act, which is designed to keep Hindus from coming to Christ. Ever since a Hindu party came to power in India 10 years ago, persecution of Christians has surged. This is SRN News. A war monitoring group says the death toll has risen to more than 1,000 after 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar Assad.
Ever since the toppling of the Assad regime late last year, Syria's new Islamist-led authorities have sought to portray themselves as a stabilizing force capable of healing the wounds caused by more than a decade of bitter civil war. Events in the provinces of Latakia and Tartus in recent days are a far cry from that vision. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the security forces have summarily executed large numbers of civilians and looted homes. The violence appears to have been triggered by an attack on government soldiers by gunmen loyal to the old regime.
Revenge killings have escalated, including nearly 750 civilians, many Christian. More details at SRNnews.com.